This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
Welcome on to yet another edition of the Kona Edge. I'm Brad Brown, and thank you so much for downloading and listening to this episode of the podcast. It is massively appreciated. We're going to be talking some running today as we head back to Canada to catch up with Martin Cahill to find out about what he's done to get better and how he's improved his Ironman run over time. That's all coming up on the show. Just before we get into that, don't forget that this episode of the podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. You can grab yourself a free 30-day trial right now, and I'll also throw in a free audiobook. So your choice on me. All you need to do is head over to thekonaedge.com/book if you'd like to take me up on that deal and support the podcast and keep things going here at Kona Edge. So that's thekonaedge.com/book. That is where you can get all the details. Let's have some running now as we head back to British Columbia in Canada to catch up with Martin Cahill. Martin, welcome onto the podcast once again. It's good to have you with us.
Thank you so much. You're welcome.
Martin, your run has improved a fair bit since you got into the sport of triathlon. And if you're a good runner, that's half the battle won.
It is definitely a very good feeling to know that you can trust your run. Can finish strong is definitely a really good aspect.
Have you always had that feeling that you can trust your run, or is that something you've developed?
The three first years of triathlon, I was definitely a weaker runner. I was heavy, has about 185 pounds, lots of upper body. I had a motorcycle accident when I was young, and I was actually having a hard time with ankles and knee to put the volume in. So for me, running was not really in the card until I managed to figure those issues. Now I doubled my volume on my run in the last 2 years compared to the first 3 years. And I think volume is everything to start with, and then you add more intensity, and I've been doing that. So running has improved quite a bit.
You mentioned in our chat about cycling, about having the big cycling base. Do you feel the same way about running, coming into a season having a strong running base?
Absolutely. Big weeks, big miles, sometimes two runs a day. It's easier on the body, still get the volume in, more recovery in between. And then once the base is in, you get on the track, get on the hills, and get some intensity, and you convert, you get faster and stronger, and just going to keep doing it.
You mentioned in both our chat about the swim and the bike about the amount of volume you're doing in sort of peak training for an Ironman. From a run perspective, what do you look at from a kilometers point of view that you're comfortable knowing you're doing enough heading into an Ironman?
Well, when I do my overload in preseason, I build up to about 70 kilometers a week, 75, which it's not that high, but it's considerably high for a guy like me that has no background, that is still building up. And then I keep that volume about that high, and then I peak it about a month from the race. I'm going to peak 2 weeks in a row at 90 kilometers with a couple really hard workouts, and the last week 100 kilometers to 110 with a couple really hard workouts, which is a huge stress for me. And then I'm going to taper that, and I'll come out with a really good fitness, good run fitness on race day. But I need to rest. Then I'll taper it to about 70K the week after, and 40 the week before, allowing myself about four very, very easy days before the race of almost no running. And that seems to work so far. Been doing a lot of track workout in the last year. This year was definitely a lot of track workout. Lots of intervals, 200s, because I had to work on my speed. And I fell in love with a special training session, which is my 21K tempo, which is basically my 70.3 race pace, and found out that I can be pretty fast. So seems to work.
I love that. As far as over your running career and your triathlon career, is there one thing that you've done on the run that you think has really moved the needle for you?
The track. The track is key for me. Doesn't matter how much endurance you got if you don't get the legs moving quick. If you don't run fast, you never run fast. Oops. Started running fast, and I have a really great friend of mine, Benoit Gignac. He's a runner, and we used to work together, and he always said, doesn't matter how much you train, you gotta train specific. So if you wanna run for a long time, in training, you gotta run for a long time. But if you wanna run quick and fast, you gotta run quick and fast. So if you do both separately, if on race day you put them together, brings you for a great day.
I love that. That is some great advice. Well, Martin, it's been great catching up once again. I look forward to talking a little bit about your nutrition next time out. Thanks for your time on the Kona Edge today.
Thank you so much.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for the Kona Edge.